Governor Brad Little said during a press conference last week that rapid tests, which produce results in 15 minutes, will soon be available for testing Idaho's teachers and staff. But as Rachel Cohen reports, more than a month into the school year, districts have been waiting for testing options promised by the state.
Opening schools was one of Governor Little's top priorities over the summer, and he said testing would be a big part of that.
I would love, before we went back to school, to have a saliva test for every school teacher.
That was the governor speaking at a May press conference. In July, his office dedicated $21 million federal dollars for testing teachers and staff, if insurance wouldn't cover it. Those funds had only made their way to local health districts late last week.
The main thing we're hearing from districts is they know that there's dollars set aside for testing. They've been told that for months now, and they don't know where those dollars are.
That's Tina Upson, the executive director of Crush the Curve, an organization that's provided testing to businesses and long-term care centers in Idaho. Upson says school districts have begun taking testing on themselves. Crush the Curve went to the Emmett School District last Thursday to test hundreds of students and staff who were quarantining. But health districts recommend students and staff quarantine for 14 days after being exposed to a person who tests positive, even if they receive a negative test result. Ultimately, school districts decide whom to exclude from school, and it's not clear how the results from the new rapid tests will factor into the quarantine policies. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.